Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is America's Sports Voice, GigMOX.
A Great Bar Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Really excited to welcome on to the program one of the newest members. Maybe right now she is the newest member of the St. Louis Sports Media. You see her on Channel 4, KMOV. She is Tamar Sher. You follow her on Twitter at TAMAR_SHER. And she joins us right now. Tamar, thanks so much for taking some time. Congratulations on getting back home to St. Louis and joining Channel 4.
Thank you, Matt. So excited to meet you over the radio here tonight. I am so excited to be back home.
So I got to tell you this, you're a Clayton person and I went to Ladue, so I don't know if we can actually be friends.
So we have the instant rivalry, yep. I understand. That is wonderful, though. We're in the same bubble.
Yeah, same bubble. And you're coming from Evansville. My first ever play-by-play job in baseball was with the Evansville Otters many, many years ago. So we have Evansville to have in common as well.
Wow, of course, the historic Bossy Field. Yeah. I'm sure you got to call lots of games there. That's wonderful. It's my second home, my halfway stop between IU and St. Louis.
Perfect. Very good. And Tom Ackerman's an Indiana guy, and I know you guys know each other. So there's just connections all over the place.
Oh, yeah. And Tom actually recruited me to come to IU and join the media school, and it led to my broadcasting career. So I give a lot of creds to him and how much he's mentored me over the years and falling in love with sports media.
So tell me, what did it mean to you when you got that call, when you found out that you were getting that offer and you were getting the opportunity to come back home?
To be honest with you, it didn't hit me until I came into the studio and saw the arch and realized, wow, I'm going to be able to cover the teams I grew up loving, now two new teams that I have quickly fallen in love with. But it seriously was a dream come true, coming out of college, wanting to pursue sports media. I never would have dreamed that now I get to be in this position to be with all of the stars and the local legends that I grew up watching, and now I get to join that family. They've welcomed me with open arms, so just an incredible, incredible feeling.
Yeah, isn't it cool? I just got back fairly recently, within the last year, and all of a sudden you're with these people that you were listening and you were watching when you were growing up. There's something very cool about that.
There is, and it's cool how quickly St. Louisans want to make you feel at home again. Now you're an adult working in your city and you get to provide stories to your family, your friends, your people who you grown up with. And of course, the Ladue-Clayton rivalry is strong. We already know that. And so those people that have been at the station forever have just welcomed me and known that I know this area and I care about it so deeply. And that's what's so cool and special about St. Louisans and media scope in general.
How about for your family, close friends, when you got to share the news with some of those people that are very close to you, what was that like?
Oh, well, my grandma started crying, so that kind of plays it out there. Everyone is so grateful and happy. We didn't know that this was going to be able to be an opportunity for me and how competitive the media scene is. And the fact that I do get to be home, it just warms everyone's heart. Everyone's still in the Clayton-Ladue area for me, so I am getting to be right back home, back into what I'm used to, what feels normal, and everyone is just thrilled.
All right, so let's get into some actual sports stuff. You come back to St. Louis at a really great time. Lots of optimism about the Cardinals. We're watching City do incredible things. Obviously, what's going on with the XFL, college basketball in the area. I know Illinois, their season ends, but Missouri on the run. It was supposed to be a better season for SLU, but you join this community in this area at a time that it's mostly good things happening in sports.
And what everyone's been telling me, and I very much agree, this is the time to be in the St. Louis sports market. There are so many things happening. We got football back. Of course, we have the pipeline with SLU and even IU with the St. Louis soccer talent. So to see that an MLS team is thriving in our backyard is just incredible. There are so many new ways to get the sports fan involved in St. Louis. It's building the city. I truly believe it. So to be able to jump in there, see what the Cardinals are able to do. Of course, with Waino's last season, it's going to be an exciting time all around. We just finished off Molina and Albert's last season. So, you know, there are just so many things that are so exciting and good to come from the St. Louis sports scene.
The St. Louis sports fan is also so incredibly engaged with, like, when you say something, it's going to matter. The stories that you tell are going to be viewed, and they are going to be consumed. We saw that with the XFL and 38,000 people at that game when there wasn't even a few thousand at any other XFL game. It just shows how much St. Louis sports fans care. So for you coming into your job, I have to think that's exciting, because you know you're going to be able to tell stories to people that are really paying attention.
It is exciting. And then you got the MLS, who has a high school kid playing on the team, and he has to be in school on Monday morning. There are just so many storylines that are exciting. The bars are filled watching the MLS team, watching the XFL. So there's a lot of newness to our typical Cardinals Blues parties that we throw every time they're on. But it's just so cool to see that there's so many different storylines emerging, and there's so many people getting excited about the city. Of course, like you mentioned, XFL having 38,000 fans. Even the top guys in the XFL are so thrilled for that turnout so quickly.
What's like growing up, what was your team? Was it the Cardinals? Was it the Blues? Was it something else? Was there one team, one sport that stood out more than any other?
Oh, it was those two. We had season tickets. I went all the time. Of course, Cardinals were our main. We would sit at every single game, grew up going to them. We had four season tickets, so I'd rotate between myself and my two younger brothers with one of our parents. So we made sure to get to a lot of games, and of course, we were always big Blues fans, and of course my Hoosiers. So it was the big ability to be so close to so many great teams, whether that be college or professional sports. But I was always a diehard St. Louis sports fan. I cannot say that I was any other professional sports fan besides St. Louis.
Does Indiana have a run in them?
I hope so. I have been getting to Houston, so I hope so. I think they're a complete team. I talked about it last night on KMOV, and hoping that they can get their gears together and make sure that they use all those pieces that they've been showing. They can play like they played against Purdue twice in the regular season, and we saw how incredible that ended. So hopefully they can make a deep run.
So Kent,
cross our fingers.
Kent State is not scaring you at the moment?
Not entirely.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, what scares me about IU is the effort. And I think, and I hope, after that Penn State loss, it gave them a little motivation to want to make a run in the tournament. I think that they can, if they turn on, if they're able to add different pieces besides just Trace and Jalen, and they add in a Malik or a Miller. There's so many guys that can contribute. It's just, will they turn it on? We'll see.
So I was looking at your Twitter, and I saw the picture that that Brian Kennedy tweeted out. I got to know Brian a little bit in spring training. He's such a great guy, and we had him on the program.
Yeah.
And super awesome guy to work with. But it's a really cool photo where it's you and him, and then also Brooke and then Doug Vaughn doing a special program together. And it just kind of kind of going back to what you were talking about earlier, coming in and, you know, think about Doug Vaughn and his history in this market. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to ask you. I just saw this photo and I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. It's a full circle moment. And I said that to Doug right after we got off the air, and I looked at him and said, it was such an honor being able to debut in my hometown with this idol that I grew up watching. He quickly was Oh, don't say that. You know, of course, you're here for a reason. But it was so cool to be able to be there with him. Brooke, Brian, both so incredibly welcoming. We became fast friends, I felt like, in our camaraderie. It kind of sounded like or felt like we had been speaking together for years. So it was just a really cool moment to see all the levels of experience in the St. Louis market. And then we all felt like quick family, which was a cool experience. But yeah, Doug, legend. Yeah, people say that all over the area. He's hilarious in person. So, no, it was just a really cool experience to be able to kick it off that way.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you taking some time with us. Hopefully we can get you on here every once in a while and look forward to meeting you in person at some point very soon.
Thank you so much. So great meeting you, and I would love to meet you in person.
Awesome. Sounds great. That's Tamar Scherer joining us here on the program. Watch her on Channel 4 KMOV. Follow her on Twitter at Tamar_Scherer. That's TAMAR_SHER. And I just, I love it when people get to come back here after growing up here and getting these jobs, and it's something that I got to experience, and I know how special it was for me. So really cool for her to be able to do this and get back to this place where she was able to call home and where she grew up. And there's some. So I'll tell this story. I got to do a few of the Cardinals spring training games on the streaming broadcast on what we did at Cardinals.com, MLB.com. And I did minor league baseball broadcasting for a really long time, and at one point it was kind of a dream to maybe do that. I don't know if my career is ever going to go in that direction, and I'm very happy with what I'm doing now, and love this job. But I got the chance to do a handful of the spring training games on streaming, and seeing my dad's reaction. My dad lives in Florida, and I went down and saw him one day when I was down there, and like seeing as cool as it was to do those games. Seeing my dad's reaction to me doing those games was probably even the better thing. And you get those moments when you get to work in your hometown in a job like this, and it's really cool. So anytime somebody locally hires somebody and gets them back here, that makes me really happy. So I am happy for Tamar Scherer. I'm happy for Channel 4. I'm happy for you that you get to watch her whenever you are watching Channel 4 Sports. Here's what we've got coming up before we wrap things up here for the day. We're going to do our fun with audio. So we did this when I was down in Jupiter with audio that I compiled. I'm not there anymore, but our guy, Tom Ackerman, is. And he is graciously still collecting the audio from Oliver Marmol and others and sending it back in. So hopefully we will continue to be able to do this over the next couple weeks or so during the final 2 weeks of spring training, where we take the big storylines, take the big narratives, everything that was being talked about down in Jupiter, and we discuss it ourselves, and we hear from manager Oliver Marmol and maybe some players as well, and get their take. So This is what's coming up. We're going to hear Oliver Marmol's take on Jack Flaherty, what he did today. Is it more positive? Is it more negative? It was certainly kind of an up and down type day. So we'll certainly get into that. We'll get into the decision to send down Moises Gomez, what that means for the team, and also what it means for the center field battle, because Tyler O'Neill is back. Oscar Mercado is back. We're going to see Lars Nootbaar back at some point in the relatively near future as well, as he continues his run through the WBC. So where is that at right now? Where is the center field battle at as it does continue on? We'll talk through that. Tommy Edman has returned. We saw Brendan Donovan play shortstop today. I think one of the questions about the team right now is when Paul Goldschmidt isn't at first, who's at first? Is it Juan Yepes? What if Yepes doesn't make the team? When Tommy Edman needs a day, when Nolan Arenado needs a day, who's going to be that guy? And the answer may be Brendan Donovan every single time. We know about his ability to play so many different positions. How many different positions will it be? How often will he be there? We'll talk about those things as well. That's all coming up. My name's Matt Pauly. It is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line, and we will continue on with the program in just a moment or so, right here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.